Today's daf is Masachet Shabbos, daf Chaf Tet. The new Mishnah on Amud Beis quotes a Gzeiros Chachamim that one may not pierce an egg and fill it with oil, place it above a lamp so that the oil drips into the lamp to extend the burning of the fire. Rabbi Yehuda allows this, and other discussions in the Mishnah that follow the same pattern. The Gemara quotes a Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda told the Rabbanan that he was in a place called Beis Nitza for Shabbos, which is in the city of Lod, and they did this trick with the egg. That was what they did, and it was on Shabbos, it was performed. And they had big gedolim there, like Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon said nothing. He took no issue with it. So the Rabbanan didn't take the proof because they said, oh, no, that's Reb Tarfon, who's very careful. Nothing's going to happen. They're not going to use the oil for something else. But anybody else would be a problem. The next story resulted with the Chachamim forbidding dragging a bench on a ground surface because it will create a charitz, a furrow. The Chachamim extended this to even a marble floor. So, and then the Gemara quotes the Rosh Knesset of Batsra, who's maybe the head of the shul, the president or something, who dragged the bench, was acting in line with Reb Shimon. That's the Gemara says, and it was a small bench because even Reb Shimon held a large bench would definitely make a charitz, would definitely make a groove in the ground, which would be a malacha. And a statement, Gorer Adam Mita Kisiv Safsal. So the Gemara explains he was talking about a small, but it says Mita, it's not talking about a large, but it's on a small bed that's the likes of the size of a chair. All of this is Reb Shimon is mutter. Says Reb Shimon is mutter as long as one does not intend to form a charitz, to form a groove in the ground. So the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Aleph Halacha Ches brings this principle with a twist, that if one intends to do a particular malacha but ended up doing a different malacha that he didn't intend, he's pater. And the reason, says the Rambam, is Lefi Shalo Nasis Machshavto. His machshava wasn't carried out. So Migdal Oz, one of the commentators in the Rambam, cross references to a Gemara in Ksubis of Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph and a teaching of Rav Avin. So Rav Navinson in Chelek Aleph, page Reish Ayin Tas, explains that over there, Rabbi Arvin says, if one throws an arrow from the start of Dalad Amos distance to the end of that, and it tears through a silk cloth in midair, one is pater, because every akira, every uprooting requires a hanacha in order to be obligated on Shabbos. So the question is, why even mention having to exempt because of akira tzvicha hanacha? We could just say there is chilul Shabbos and destroying of the silk on its own. Therefore, this must not be called Chil Shabbos because it's something that we call Mis'asek, which is an even lower level type of action. This needs more clarity because the real category of prohibition here is Mekalkal. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explained that the Migdal Oz held like Rashi, which is found in Seches Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Hamed Alf, Dira Maschav Rava, where he says that just as a shogeg creates an exemption in the rules of Kimle B'Derab Minei, when you have one action that causes two punishments. So for example, a person walks out of a house on Shabbos and also steals at the same time. We get you on the harsher action, which would be Chilul Shabbos. But if it's a shogeg, then that creates an exemption. So too, a Chilul Shabbos that was done al yedei kilkul would be pater mikim lei b'derab minei. And the same should be true for misasek. That should be the rule. But the reality is, we differentiate. When it comes to Mekalkel, Rashi exempts from Kimle D'Rab Minei, since Mekalkel is an action of Chilul Shabbos. And only by him, it's not considered a malacha. And he's pater completely. So by a shogeg case, that exempts Kimle D'Rab Minei. But by Mis'asek, the exemption is because the ma'ase of Chilul Shabbos is not connected to him. So even according to Rashi, it will not exempt from the rules of Kimle D'Rab Minei.